Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Ian Safar here with you on this Friday morning. Rex Road off today. He will be back on Monday. We got Chase McCabe coming up later this hour at 8:30 on the program. We are presented by Green Ventures Landscaping for homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com. Live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Titans win last night, 19-13, in the preseason opener this year. So, was that preseason win number 8 over the last three years?
Three plus years? Yep, 3 and then 1 here, yep.
Maybe at some point they'll translate to regular season wins. That's good. 19-13, they win last night, moved to 1-0 in the preseason, so good on that. We mentioned to begin the show, there were some positives last night, obviously, in the win. You got Carmona starting at right guard. I thought he played pretty well, so that was good to see. I thought the starting offensive line did what they needed to do against second and third stringers from San Francisco, so I thought they ran the ball well. I thought when Ward was in there, for the most part, he was protected pretty well and had some good pockets to throw from. So I thought it was a pretty good performance from the offensive line. I don't know how much stock I put into it, given who they were going up against, but it was certainly better than the alternative of struggling against those guys. So good to see from the offensive line there. They ran the ball well. Pollard had a couple of nice runs. Spears had a nice run out there. Joey Slide hit 3-plus field goals of 50 yards, or 3 field goals of 50-plus yards, so that was good to see. Again, some positives last night. Femi Oladejo, nice TFL. Jermaine Johnson had a tackle for loss as well. So were some positive moments for the Titans last night that were good to see. Calvin Ridley had a nice run after the catch. But I think the talking point today is 3 series from the starting offensive unit last night. You go 95 yards, get a touchdown on the first drive, some really good runs on that drive, and a couple of good third down pickups. Like, they had a third down pickup across the middle to Calvin Ridley for 18 yards. Gunnar Helm, and I thought a nice screen call from Brian Daboll. Gunnar Helm picked up 16 yards on a third and 10. So a couple of good passing plays on the opening drive as well. And then things went downhill for the offense and for the passing game. In particular, Ward took a bad intentional grounding on the second drive where he had all day to throw the ball and at least get rid of it, and he didn't do it. Took the intentional grounding, frankly, was lucky it wasn't a fumble on the play. Very easily could have been had he held on to the ball maybe a split second longer. And then on the third drive, which was the final drive for Cam Ward in the starting offense, it was just bad. And he's flat out missing a couple of guys. He missed an out route to Carnell Tate on the sideline. There was a kind of a bullet that he tried to throw to Wandale Robinson. And Wandale Robinson, certainly, you can make the argument he should have caught it. It hit him in the hands. So if you're an NFL receiver, it hits you in the hands, you need to come down with it. But, I mean, it's probably a two things can be Drew situation where you've got Robinson probably 4 yards away from you. If you're Cam Ward, you're just throwing it too hard. You just put a little bit more touch on that ball. So you missed that one. There was a kind of what looked like a timing error between him and Elik Iomanner that he missed on. And then probably his worst throw of the day was the final throw that he made, which was trying to force one over the middle to Carnell Tate that absolutely should have been intercepted. The defender just dropped it. So bad play to end there. And overall, at the end of the day, you're looking at 5 of 12 for Cam Ward throwing the football, 57 yards. That's 4.8 for a completion there, a quarterback rating of 56.6. And it wasn't good. The last couple of drives especially were pretty bad from Cam Ward. So a lot of reaction to that today on the text line. It is the preseason, so you have to keep that in mind. But certainly fair if you're a Titans fan today, I think, to be disappointed in what you saw from Cam Ward on the whole.
Yeah, I guess that's probably fair. You know, the first drive, it looked pretty promising, as you mentioned, but there was also a lot of run game in there. And then the screen, you know, you have to make the play, but it's not like you have to – it's not like a crazy hard pass, right, for Ward. So he did a good job of commanding the offense that first drive. Everyone looked like, you know, there wasn't any confusion. You worry about that first preseason game. in and out of the huddle, new system, new play calls, get all that. That part, the operation looks smooth, so I think that's a good thing. The offensive line overall looked good. I thought the running lanes were pretty open for every running back on the first team.
Yeah, they ran for 167 yards.
The right side, Latham and Carmona did pretty good getting some push. I thought the left side, there were even some holes with Skoronski, of course, and Dan Moore. They didn't really give up too much pressure. So I'd say overall, offensive line, first team, that's a plus. The running backs overall, a plus. Gunnar Helm, nice little screen play here for that. So there was some ups and downs. But after the first drive, you know, there was more downs.
Yep, for yeah. sure. No doubt about that. Let's head to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Tristan in Brentwood to the program. Tristan, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
The sacks we gave up, which offensive lineman gave it up? Like Armalo from Notre Dame or Dickerson from Florida or Pat Coogan? Like, which offensive lineman? Because I didn't watch the game, but so.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Tristan. I mean, so Levis was the only quarterback that got sacked. So Ward actually got sacked on a play. And it was called back for defensive holding, so that one didn't count. Levis got sacked three times for 27 yards. I mean, frankly, it was a combination of things when he got sacked. I mean, on one of them, Nick Singleton was trying to pick up a blitzer and just got absolutely mauled over on the play in pass protection. On another one, it felt like everybody was in the backfield, and I think Coogan was a part of that. There was a whole bunch of people that missed out on that one. I don't know if that was a missed assignment up front or what happened on that, but Levis was the only one that got sacked. He got sacked three times last night. So none of the starting offensive linemen were in there at that point.
Yeah, and over the starting offensive line, I thought did pretty good as far as giving up pressure. You know, there was there were no jailbreaks. There was nothing crazy like that. So, yeah, I mean, offensive line-wise, first team, I'd say positive.
Bottom line for Ward, too many misses last night that you just can't miss on in the NFL. I mean, it's as simple as that. There's some throws last night that he has to make that he did not make. And, you know, it doesn't automatically doom him to failure. It doesn't mean that he's a bust in year two. It's game one of a preseason. So I do think that's important to keep in mind. However, having said all that, it is some of the same issues that we've talked about with him, which is basically at the root of it, is he going to be accurate enough in the NFL to turn into one of those upper echelon quarterbacks? I mean, that right now, I think, is the question with him. I like his approach. I don't think anybody questions like his toughness. I don't think anybody questions his desire or the work that he puts in. But the defining question right now for Cam Ward's career with the Titans is very simple. It's, is he going to be accurate enough, consistently enough with the football to give the Titans a chance offensively? You know, we mentioned the intentional grounding play last night from Ward. You got to get that stuff out of your game. Like, you're just, it's a total drive killer when you do something like that. And it's kind of in opposition to what we've heard them preaching about Cam Ward, which, by the way, I thought he did a couple of times last night. You know, when something wasn't there, he checked it down on that first drive and moved on with the ball. And then you have the intentional grounding play where you're just holding on the ball way too long in the pocket. And then you end up just taking a drive killer of a play. So you got that going on. And too many misses last night on throws that you need to make. And it ends up 5 of 12. And again, we've talked about this in the offseason. It's more complicated than just straight-up completion percentage. But the completion percentage has to improve from Cam Ward this year. It's not unimportant. So I think if you're a Titans fan that was kind of really hopeful to see a breakthrough performance from Cam Ward last night, you did not get that. And that I think is disappointing, especially given the fact that it wasn't exactly like you were going up against the starters from San Francisco's defense either.
Yeah, barely any of the San Francisco starters played in general, I think. So, you know, after the first drive, it would have been nice to see him come back with another good second drive. And unfortunately, that did not happen. And then almost thought after the fourth down stop that they would kind of put Cam Ward back in for the fourth drive to see a quick kind of change of field position right there. You got a good spot, sudden change. What does that do right there in the field position? Maybe you put Cam Ward back out there for a quick for a quick drive, see how that goes. But they went with Trubisky, so he was Ward was done after three. And like you said, the accuracy is something that we've talked about. You and Joe have talked about hitting the consistent layups, moving the ball, moving the chains. They talked a lot about being ahead on first and second down. I thought for the most part they did on the first drive, and then the second and third drive, they kind of got in the third and long situations, and that's where they ran into some trouble, including the intentional grounding play and just his tendencies to extend the play. And when he does, it's the backwards rolling out and trying to extend it, and it just didn't go. It just did not go well.
Well, the bottom line is, I think, you know, it felt like, based on the scrimmage that they had last weekend, the blue and white scrimmage, where Ward played really well, the practice on Sunday where Ward and Tate were playing really well against the Titans defense. I mean, number one, I think you're starting to look at the Titans secondary and you're saying, "Huh, what exactly does that mean? Like, how good are these guys?" Because I don't think that went particularly well for their starting secondary last night. But also, it's clear there's still a lot of inconsistency in Ward's game. Now, does that improve as the season goes along? It better. Because if it doesn't, we're going to be having a different conversation at the end of year two, which is, all right, you know, if he's as inaccurate by season's end as he was last night, well, that's probably not going to be a very good development for the Titans on the win-losses front, and you're going to be having a different conversation at the end of year two, and that conversation is going to be, all right, is this guy just going to be this inaccurate? Because if he is, you can't win with that. Like, you just can't. So I'm not totally willing to go there yet, but I am concerned with the accuracy. Like, it's gotta get better, and it's gotta get better in a hurry if you're Cam Ward.
You wonder how much of that is coachable, right? Like, is it a fundamental footwork thing? Is it a throwing motion thing? Is it a getting on, you know? Ward in his postgame presser made it sound like he's just trying to get on the same page with the wide receivers. And I guess I get that, but some of these misses weren't not being on the same page.
It's just a miss.
It's just a miss. And you just got to be more accurate and closer and give your guys a chance to catch the ball, especially with Iyo Manor and Tate. Those guys can go up and get the ball.
Yeah, there's a good catch radius there.
And so you need to be able to throw it. It doesn't even have to be super, super close, but you need to get it in the vicinity where they can make a play on the ball. And Tate on his out route that he was kind of open for did not happen. Iyo Manor on his little comeback also looked like he had some space, and Ward missed him. So there's just a couple of throws in particular where if you give your receiver a chance, they might make a play for you.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We will take your thoughts, your reaction to Cam Ward and his performance last night in preseason game number one for the Titans. Chase McCabe coming up at 8:30. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game.
How do you feel about Cam's decision making after the initial drive?
Yeah, you know what? We'll go back and look, and I've got to talk to Daboll still. It felt like his decisions were right. It just felt like he was a little bit sped up more than he has been in camp. You know, it's first time live bullets. I'm not sure, but it looked like his mechanics were a little bit more sped up than it has been, and which is good because we can go correct it, and which is what the preseason's for. But I'm sure he'll look back at it and see that the protection was pretty good, and he could have went through his process a little bit better.
That was Robert Saleh after the game last night talking about Ward's mechanics being sped up a little bit. I did find the last part of that interesting, saying, you know, I'm sure he'll probably go back and look at it and say, hey, offensive line held up pretty good. Could go through your process a little bit more than he did. You know, I guess to some level, you and I understand being in a game for the first time in months, you know, taking a little bit to get used to being back at game speed. So I guess I can understand some of that. However, like, it's still, I mean, everybody else is playing a game for the first time too in a long time, and quarterbacks are making the throws they need to make all over the league. Like, yeah. So there's a severe, severe limitation as to like how much I'm going to listen to that as an excuse. And again, like, I do think we're probably getting some overreaction on the text line today. Like, you know, it's preseason game number one of year two.
New system.
It's a little early for the bust conversation, but there's no doubt about it. He's got to get more accurate. And I think what you're hoping for, what you're waiting on, and I talked about this a little bit a couple of weeks ago. Like, I said, Ward is a number one overall pick, at some point, you're going to need to see him start rattling off some days where he's the best player on the field and he is dominating practice. And to his credit, like, he did that a couple of times last week. But I still think in the game, there's a level that he needs to start to get to a little bit more often in games that we've not seen him get to yet. And I think last year it was easy to say, well, you've got this just absolute travesty of a coaching staff as it played out with Brian Callahan and Mike McCoy. And it was just, it was not a good situation for him. You had an offensive line last year that struggled, and you had skill position players last year that were very limited. So if you really wanted to, like, you could go in there and you could say, well, what do you expect Cam Moore to do with that surrounding cast? I mean, it's certainly not like Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, Edgerrin James, and like that's, you know, the greatest show on turf with the Rams surrounding cast for him this year. But it is better. Like, it's unquestionably better when you're bringing in Carnell Tate and Wandale Robinson and Ridley's healthy again. Like, it's unquestionably a better stat or better support system that he's got this year. So, you know, pretty quickly here, we need to start to see the number one overall pick elevate this group and become the best player on the field. Like, that's what you drafted him to be. And again, it doesn't have to happen overnight. But I keep going back to today. Like, if we get to the end of this year and you're looking at just accuracy issues with him, I think that's when you start to look at it and say, okay, is that going to get better, or is that just what he is? Because if that's what he is, you know, the ability to make a spectacular throw, the arm strength that he's got on display, you know, all those things are good. But so much of the NFL just comes down to, hey, Tate's open on a 6-yard out route, got to hit him right here. Pick up 6 yards, move on to second and four. Or, hey, it's third and five. My first two options aren't there, but hey, here's a spot over the middle of the gunner helm for 6 yards. You pick up, you move the chains, you move on. And if you can't hit those throws, you just don't have a chance in the NFL. I'm sorry, you just don't.
Yeah, the speed of the game situation in this, as far as, you know, in training camp, it feels like we've been talking about the offensive line giving up some pressure.
Yeah.
And so maybe for him, he's almost expecting pressure to start, and maybe he was expecting it and it wasn't really there.
Yep.
And he kind of was just used to it, or thought it was there because he's been so used to it and it wasn't. And it took him a little bit to adjust. I thought, looking at some of these clips, Mendoza also looked like the game was moving a little quick for him in some of his decision making. I think that just comes with a young quarterback. And I think that's something that he can adjust to as the preseason and the season goes along, where he can feel a little bit more comfortable and the game can slow down for him a little bit. You don't want to have him speed up as a quarterback. I feel like it's easier to teach the quarterbacks to slow down.
Yep.
and see what you're actually watching, as opposed to, hey, you got to start to speed this up.
I would agree.
And so hopefully after a couple of weeks in the system, getting used to maybe where the receivers are going to be in the new Dable offense, some of these option routes that we talked about, as the preseason and the season goes on, he'll feel a little bit more comfortable, and maybe he'll realize the offensive line was holding up a little bit better, and he can make some of those more routine throws as he feels a little bit more comfortable. Even though he's not a rookie,
yeah,
I do think there is, you know, year two, new system, first game after the preseason, there's a little bit of an adjustment period I'm willing to live with there.
Here's what's going to be interesting, and I'm sure we'll talk about this, you know, a lot next week. If you're Robert Saleh looking at that performance last night, I mean, obviously, when they had the 95-yard drive and they drove it right down the field, some good runs in there. You know, Ward made a couple of plays on third down. You know, not overly difficult. I mean, he hit, you know, Ridley across the middle, and there's a good run after catch there. It was a screen pass to Helm. So yep. It wasn't like it was some, you know, otherworldly plays that Ward was making, but he made the plays. I wonder, like, yeah, you know, I knew the plan coming into it was they're going to play multiple series. I don't think the first series you envision for your quarterback and your offense, if you're Robert Saleh, is, hey, let's have him go 95 yards here. So I did wonder, when they did that and scored the touchdown, if they were just going to pull the plug and that was going to be it. Because, you know, think about, had they done that, what we'd be talking about today. We wouldn't be talking about any of this inaccuracy stuff. We'd be talking about, hey, Titans starting offense went 95 yards,
scored a touchdown.
One drive and scored a touchdown, and that was it. How awesome is that? Good stuff. And we'd probably be talking more about, like, you know, Will Levis today and all the other stuff that you get into in the minutia of a preseason game. Well, it didn't happen that way, obviously, and they stayed in there and the inaccuracy issues came up. I wonder now, if you're Saleh, how do you react to what you saw last night in terms of, is he going to play more in the preseason games now than maybe you were originally planning? Like, do you look at the starting offense and say, these guys are going to have to find a way to get on the same page in a game setting? Like, are you going to play them a half next time out? I mean, you've got also more joint practices coming up with Seattle and Chicago, so they're going to get in a lot of work over the next couple of weeks here. I just wonder from Saleh's perspective, who was pretty clear about it last night, like, they're a young team and they need a lot of reps. I think the phrase he used was, Cam can't get enough reps. Well, if that's the case, in the aftermath of last night's game, how do you react to that if you're Saleh? Like, do you play him more in the preseason in terms of longer next time in the next two games? I don't know. I'm interested to see what that looks like.
Yeah, that's a good question. He felt like this game, the starters played like teams used to handle the preseason when there were four preseason games, right? You don't see starters play into the second quarter very often in the first preseason game anymore. And so I guess Saleh felt like they needed the reps, which appears that he was correct. And I think he does play. I wouldn't be surprised if he started the second half of the next game, of preseason game two, just given what we've seen and the philosophy they've used so far and the up and down play that they just had this game one.
And I get it. Like, I get the reps thing. I also look at it and say, oh, man, if he gets hurt the preseason, that's a
We talked about that. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. I felt myself conflicted throughout the entire game, honestly, about how much they should be out there. Because you saw the first drive and you're like, okay. Then you saw the second drive and you're like, yeah, that wasn't so great. But then they came out. You know, I almost thought they'd be done after two drives.
After two drives.
And for him, for them to come back out in the third drive and still look a little shaky was not great. So I have a feeling he's going to play a little bit more. I wouldn't be surprised if he started like the whole dress rehearsal, going into halftime, coming back out situation that we used to see in the preseason.
Well, Saleh clearly finds value in it. Clearly.
And then maybe the third preseason game, we kind of go back with big break in between as you get ready for the season. But, yeah, I found myself like, okay, these guys talk about building up, quote, the callus in preseason to get yourself ready for a long physical season. And throughout the game, I'm like, all right, that's true and all. But look at these offensive linemen. We're taking, you know, we got 17 games already, and here they are running all these preseason snaps, taking all these extra hits. How much is that building callus to get you ready for the season versus how much is it just wearing your body out for needless hits?
It's a good question.
That's kind of been one of my preseason balance, like, internal conflicts of just philosophy on football.
Yep. Chase McCabe will join us coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on what he saw from the Titans last night. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
What do you like about how tonight went? What are some things you got to get better at?
I like how the O-line, you know, they made the standpoint on the game. They've had a great camp this whole time. They've had a great season, keeping, you know, myself upright and then the running back room. So I think they have us trending in the right direction. We're real good in the run game, real sound, like we've been through the whole camp. I think we got to continue to clean up things in the pass game with myself, with the receivers, seeing eye to eye. I got to continue to give them better chances, you know, making plays. And I think once we get that, you know, we'll be really good.
That's Cam Ward after the game last night. 5 of 12 on the night for Cam Ward. A lot of reaction so far today on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025. I don't know that level-headed would be the way I would describe the text line, but very mad from last night's performance from Cam Ward.
Yeah, maybe a few too many, like, hey, do the Titans take a quarterback next year if they have a top-five pick?
Can I just plead with you guys for just a second? I'm fully aware that there is a chance that discussion might come up at some point this year. I am hoping against hope that it does not. But can you guys give me just a minute? Like, can we get into, at the very least, November before we start talking about, like, Arch Manning or whatever quarterback it is, you know, Dante Moore, whoever, that it could be next year in the draft? Just do it for me. Like, if you don't want to do it for, like, yourself, that's fine. But, like, just do it for me, right? Let's wait until at least November before we start getting into some of that. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. I don't think we need to talk about the draft in the preseason. Not yet, anyways. I know it's been a little rough around here.
I'm not going to.
But so, like, I'm just even, like, down.
I'm even kind of just throwing that out there to the masses. Just do it for me. One texter says, there was a beautiful time in recent Titans history when Ryan Tannehill would drop back to pass, and you expected the pass to be completed. They look like a real football team. We're firmly back in the doldrums of expecting each drop back to be either an incomplete, a disaster, or being joyfully shocked when a 7-yard pass is completed. The every once in a while surprise crazy touchdowns don't make up for pass after pass being a gamble. And that last part is kind of what we've been talking about. Like, you know, you can make some spectacular plays every now and then, but it's the mundane passes that you've just got to hit that have got to become more routine for him. Brian says reps would not be an issue for the Titans if they didn't suck. David says that first drive was more of a Tony Pollard drive. I think that's why they played Cam more. Pollard ran well on that drive. Spears broke off a nice run on that one, too. That part was good to see. I mean, it was Spears in between the tackles.
Yep.
And it looked like he was – I mean, it wasn't dead to rights or anything, but he was, you know, looked like he was going to be a 5-yard gain. And then he broke out and kicked it back outside. Nice play from Spears on that front there. But, yeah, like – the bottom line is, it's clear that the plan was for Saleh to have them play in multiple series. And again, to your point, Ian, that's the first preseason game. Typically, particularly like in the third one now, like the third one has become, because there's so much time off from the third preseason game to when you actually play in the first game of the regular season, I think you're seeing more and more people
get some action
yeah. in that third preseason game. So with as much action as the starters got last night, I am wondering, like, if by the time that third one comes around against Chicago, is Ward playing into the third quarter? And does he need to? Like, I think what would be a great development for the Titans would be not only in the joint practices next week against Seattle, but in the game, for Ward and the starters to come out and look pretty crisp to the point where it's like, yeah, let's get him out of there, right? Let's just move on and start to get down the depth chart.
Against Seattle, that sounds tough.
Yeah, it does.
I think Seattle's defense is still pretty good.
They are, like, but it's also one of those things where, like, you know, if you're Seattle, what do you really need the preseason for? Like, it's not like Mike McDonald's going to be out there calling a bunch of, you know, elaborate stuff on the defensive side of the ball. But some of it's just
the joint practice might be tougher than the preseason
game. It should be. Yeah, like, and because I think when you start to get into, like, the midway point of camp, which is where we're kind of creeping into now, I think that's when the joint practices can become good, because I think particularly when it's a team that you're not playing later this year on the schedule, you could try more stuff in joint practices. Like, people want to see some looks out there. So that part of it could be really beneficial, but, like, I think it would be a great development for the Titans to not have to play them, like, the starters as much as I think they might in that third preseason game. But after last night's game, like, clearly Saleh values that, and they did not do anything last night in the passing game to inspire a ton of confidence.
Yeah, there is a big gap there between that third preseason game and the start of the regular season.
Yeah. Almost too much for them.
Yeah, I mean, you're going from August 29th to September 13th.
It's a long time.
So that's a solid 2 weeks, even, I guess.
Just
almost 2.5. And that is a long time to not play, especially if you feel like your timing is a little off and you want to get some more on the same page with the wide receivers. Like, you know, I get what Cam Ward's trying to say there, but it felt like there was too much blame on the wide receivers on some of those incompletions. Like, I'm not sure the wide receivers were not in the spot they were supposed to be. Like, Ward needs to hit them more so than the receivers weren't in the right spot. Maybe there was one or two where, you know, Wandale Robinson's getting used to the arm angle throw on a sidearm, or maybe he thought Io Manor was going in a different spot on the one that he missed.
Yep.
You know, he hit Ridley on the crosser on third down, that little drag route, that was a nice play.
Yep.
He Ward showed some patience, waited, Ridley cleared, found him, easy first down completion. The third and long, you know, little screen to Gunnar Helm, he showed some patience, nice little sidearm, although Helm was pretty open. But then he missed a couple to Tate. I don't know if a couple were forced. There wasn't a whole lot of routes there from Tate. Just a couple of like quick outs.
They didn't go too deep into the bag with Tate.
No, and he didn't really create any separation. You know, one was near the goal line, so it was tough. Another one was a short out that Ward kind of overthrew. So I get what he's saying about being on the same page with the wide receivers, but I'm not sure a lot of that was like not being on the same page more so than it was Ward not having his timing correct.
Keith says, I'm less interested in player performance than I am in play calling and coaching decisions. Callahan was atrocious. I want to see what Dable calls in these scenarios. Yeah, like, I don't know how much of that we're going to find out in the preseason. Like, I mean, I'm sure their first drive yesterday maybe had some scripting to it. But even that, like, you can script it, but you started on your own five. So, that just totally changes kind of what your approach is going to be. I mean, you know, there's almost zero takeaway I'm going to have from Dable as a play caller in the preseason. Like, that's going to have to come around once the regular season comes around. But, I mean, clearly that should be an upgrade. I mean, I don't know that play calling was at the top of the list of dysfunctions from Brian Callahan as to why it didn't work out here. It wasn't a plus, though. Like, it wasn't good. So I think Dable is a good play caller. So that should be a plus for the Titans this year. We'll see what happens on that front. All right, we got one more segment. A lot of your thoughts to get to. Take your thoughts on the Titans' performance last night in the preseason. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Final segment of the day, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Appreciate the participation today. A lot of you have weighed in on the text line, on the phone line, on the YouTube chat. Keep them coming. We'll have a reaction all day long here on 1025 The Game. Biggest positive last night, I thought the uniforms looked great. I really did. I was curious to see what they'd look like in live action out there. I thought they look awesome, man. I thought the uniforms were a big plus. So I know some people, most people I've seen really like them. There are some people that think, I guess, it's spitting in the face of Titans fans to have changed the uniform, and that's fine. You can think whatever you want to think. I thought the uniforms look good. I'm interested to see what the home ones look like in live action. But I'm normally kind of a big fan, Ian, of like the white on white look out there. But I even thought like the blue pants was a nice touch to it.
I think the white helmet helps the white on white look, right? It helps makes it look,
I would agree,
pretty clean. Yeah. So you got the white helmet with the white tops.
Yeah.
You know, it looks nice. It looks crisp. You throw in the blue little color in there. It looked good. I agree. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to complain about the uniforms. They look nice. Still trying to figure out the logo, you know, the T.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a little bit, you know, up and down on the Power T, the new T. Or is that Power T? I guess that's the Vols, right? But
if they want to do Power T, more power talk.
Yeah, I don't know. Looks a little car logo-ish kind of thing.
Yep.
So, but overall, the color scheme looked nice.
Color scheme looks nice. Let's head back to the phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Neil to the program. Neil, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, good morning, man. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, do you know what Cam Ward was last night?
What's that?
Hot garbage.
Nicely done.
Look, I don't think he's going to be good. I didn't want to draft him. I think that the Titans are not looking on the bright side of things as far as not taking that deal with the Giants and trying to go after a better quarterback, but I mean, I don't want him to fail. I want him to do well, but I don't think that you can coach accuracy anymore. Like, he's not accurate. Like, your job as a quarterback is to get the ball to the wide receiver accurately. He can't do it. His mechanics are hot garbage. And if I'm Borgonzi, I'm biting at the nail right now because Amy will fire you quicker than anything. So I don't even know if he's going to get a chance to even fix this. And then signing Cordell Flott. What is he doing? Is he just picking out whatever coaches want to say and just signing whoever they want? Because he wasn't good either. He got burnt like a piece of toast left in the toaster for an hour.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Like, something's got to change. Like, I don't know, but, man, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Neil.
Y'all have an amazing weekend, and just I appreciate the time that you give me every time I call, man. You guys are amazing. And I hope Joe's doing well on his day off.
Yep, thank you, Neil. Appreciate you. Yeah, like, first off. Nice tying in the Hot Pocket song with Hot Garbage. I'm always.
Oh yeah, that's
that.
Neil's thing. He called in the very first time. I can't remember exactly why that came up or if he was doing song lyrics or something, but I remember him saying Hot Garbage.
I thoroughly enjoy it. So that's very good stuff there. Look, the accuracy thing is in terms of a coaching thing, I think is a really interesting conversation because the fallback on that is always Josh Allen, right? Like everybody goes to Josh Allen, and then immediately everybody goes to Dable as if this is like. Well, he did it with Josh Allen, so that means he will definitely do it with everybody else. And look, I it's great that he helped Josh Allen the way that he did, and I do place value in that, and I'm glad that Brian Daboll's the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans. I think it's a good hire. But just because it happened with Allen doesn't mean it's going to happen every time. Like, it's still a very hard thing to do once you get to the NFL level, which is dramatically improve your accuracy. So, look, he wasn't accurate last year. He has not been accurate through one preseason game so far. That does not automatically doom him to failure and that he won't be any good all year long. But, as we've said throughout the show, if you're a Titans fan that was looking for a big step in that area last night and you walk away from a performance where he's 5 of 12 and missing on throws that you just can't miss on, that it's more than fair for you to be concerned by what you saw last night from Cam Ward. That's where I would leave it. I would leave it at concern. I wouldn't say it's a 5-alarm fire or anything like that, but there's no doubt about it. The story of Cam Ward with the Tennessee Titans that will be written is going to be determined by can he make the mundane, everyday throws that you have to make as an NFL quarterback on a consistent basis. If he can, then I think he's got a good chance with some of the other abilities that he does have. I think he's got a chance to be a good player. If he can't do that, then you just do not have a chance in this league. I'm sorry. Like if you can't make the throws that are borderline gimmies in the NFL, then you have no chance to win games. It's just as simple as that when it comes to the quarterback. So, look, we'll see if throughout the preseason here, does the timing get better? Does the accuracy start to improve? Does Dable, as the season goes along, does he get a better feel and a better understanding of the things that Ward does well and kind of call plays and make game plans around that? What does that look like as they get more time together? All of that, I think, is going to be interesting. But certainly today, if you're a Titans fan, and you're concerned by what you saw last night from Ward, I think that that's more than fair. So that's kind of where I would leave it today when it comes to that discussion. Let's head back to our phone line. Welcome in Dan to the program. Dan, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Not overly impressed with the performance last night. I think that, like, long view, it comes down to, obviously, how well Cam Ward develops in his second year, but also how that trickles down to other players like Tate, for instance, who has all the potential in the world. If his accuracy or inaccuracy becomes a point of contention where it's truncating the ability for his weapons to be able to do what they can do and to optimize their performance levels, is somebody like Mitchell Trubisky going to be able to do that and, not force balls and cause turnovers as well? Because that's essentially what you're going to need at the end of the day, is just getting the ball in the hands of the guys that can do the most damage on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, so, thanks for the call, Dad. Look, I would say this. Trubisky, I mean, we barely saw him play last night. He wasn't in there for very long, which is fine. I think that's the right approach from the Titans. I don't necessarily need to see Mitch Trubisky all that much in the preseason. I know what he is. Trubisky's not going to play while Cam Ward is healthy. It's just not going to happen for a variety of reasons. Number one, he shouldn't. Number two, there's just so much on the line with this franchise with Ward. He would take him number one overall. You got to see it through as long as you can possibly see it through. You know, I don't know that it's quite that simple of, oh, well, the Titans just have this unbelievable receiving core now, and all you got to do is get the ball in their hands. Like, I mean, Tate still is, even though I'm excited about him, I think he's going to be good. Tate is totally unproven at the NFL level right now. We'll see what that looks like. You know, can Ridley stay healthy this year? Wandale Robinson has been a good player in the NFL. He's catching 90-plus balls a year. What does that look like in this offense? And look, Io Manor's had a nice camp. I'm not willing to anoint Io Manor yet before I see him do it in games. Same thing with DK. So I would describe the playmakers that they've got is there's a lot of potential there that I feel good about, but it's also a lot of untapped potential, unproven potential to this point. So, again, look, bottom line is, Ian, haven't been a whole lot of winning that's going on around here. They got her done last night.
Yeah, they did.
In the preseason.
Yep. And one more newsworthy item that we haven't touched on today that feels like a part of the show that we probably need to bring up. It's album release day.
Oh, boy.
We might have some album review to do on Monday from Mr. McAfee.
I look forward to that.
Maybe Joe's got some homework. Diary. The Diary of a Polarizing Figure has been released today.
I don't know if I want to listen or not. Part of me does. Part of me wants to avoid it at all costs. We'll see how that goes. Appreciate everybody for participating today on the show. That'll do it for us. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay cool out there. Next Man Up with Jake Lyman coming up next. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.